Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in Creighton with Steve Schindler and company?
He's got an interesting game going.
Shindy?
Shindy's going to be some gaming. And it's about car loans or CD rates.
Oh.
You get to pick this for car loans or CD. So Shindaddy's doing the, he's the performer, but he's doing three card Monty, but he's going to do the shell version of it, not the card version. So he's doing three card Monty, okay. And underneath is going to be, you can get a car loan for 0%.
God.
4% or 8%.
Ooh.
So you get to play the game.
Okay.
You can come
this
in like,
hey, I'm nervous. I'm not even playing.
I'm not even playing. Very, very nervous on this. Or same way, if you come in and you throw down, hey, I want to put $4,000 in a CD. With the CD game, if you want to play, again, 0%, not good. 4% and an 18%.
Oh.
You get 18% on any amount you want to put in
18%.
For a year. 18%. So
that's
If you hit with Shindaddy at three card Monte, the shell game.
It's a shell version, game.
The shell game. Poop, 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 moving around.
How many tables?
What's that? Just one.
He's long
doing
line.
On a cardboard box. He's doing it on a cardboard
box. Why on a cardboard box?
It feels like it's more like taking it to the street type of thing. It's like what it's like when you're out there. More like New York City. You're right there playing three card Monte in New York City with Steve Schindler. Schindler. Can't
Schindler.
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 This is Steve Schindler. He's the president of
Midwest Bank. Yes.
I'm
stammering here all of a sudden.
Schindler.
Creighton. Yes. It always throws me because you have to remember, Steve built the bank up from the ground floor and it had a different name. So it wasn't always Midwest Bank.
Okay.
And so there's been a change of name. So sometimes it gets me in
you
my head
about the
a
other
little
bank.
Bit. Sometimes it gets me in the head. It just crushes me. But Steve's killing it. So three card Monty today will be played for the rate for the CD, and then also for the car rate for your car
this
loan.
Just simply starts at 8:44.
8:44 runs all day. Runs till 4:44. And okay. So there'll be a long line. There'll be a long line. Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm a little concerned about is the long line.
That's the only thing. I Steve, well noted. Yes, we'll be a long line like that. But
18% is on the table here. 18%.
Imagine if you hit that one.
Are you kidding me?
That's pretty big.
It'd be a big day.
That's a pretty big day.
Yeah.
Now you have to put your amount down up front. So it's like Bill say, I'm putting $5,000 in.
Pressure.
Or imagine also you say, what are you putting in?
$250,000. I hit the 18%er.
That's a big day for
that's
you.
That's a great day.
It's a great day for you. Do that math. We'll have Ben do that math.
Yeah, what's that equate to?
Do that math for us.
Ben.
So, yes.
That'd be a news story that the Creighton paper would want to cover.
Yes,
lead story.
Lead story.
Lead story.
Yes. 18% loans giving out at Midwest Bank.
Yes. And a man and a gentleman or a woman put down $250,000.
And hit this.
That'd be a big story for Shindy.
And they're like, well, did they just do, how'd they do it? Well, three card Monty. That's how they figured out who was they were doing
hit it
with.
Well.
Yes.
Pretty good hit.
And it worked out.
So that's happening in Creighton, Nebraska today. On a very cool day. It'll be a very cool,
very cool day. On a cardboard box.
On a cardboard box. He'll be in the...
in the lobby.
He'll be in the lobby. The line will be out the door.
Out the door, probably, yes.
Which is fun.
He's also doing...
as it should be.
He's also doing photo ops, he said. Yeah,
is he really?
He'll do a photo op with you.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Oh.
Yes.
Shindy Addy's the man.
For free.
For free.
Yeah, that's for free, of course. Yeah.
There he is. Look at Shindy.
There he is.
Always something cooking in Creighton.
Yeah, he's got it going on.
Right?
Yes.
Always, every day, something going on there. Thank you, Shindy Addy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring hour two of Early Break. 464-5685, call or text as always. We know that June and July are a little bit, you know, slower in the sports world. You see some interesting, I would say, clickbait articles out there. This one's clickbait.
Oh.
Okay, what do you got?
Mike Farrell Sports. He did not write this. A writer for Mike Farrell Sports. His name is Rock.
He has writers.
He does. Rock. Yeah, Rock Westfall is this gentleman's name.
Rock.
Canadian. R-O-C-K. Rock. Wrote an article for Mike Farrell Sports. It's titled, Will Nebraska Finally Take Control of Iowa and Wisconsin in 2024? Now, there's a lead, the lead paragraph says this. This is the one of the first opening lines says this. The Husker fans believe it is their birthright to dominate the Iowa Hawkeyes and Wisconsin Badgers. While the actual football program won't publicly admit it, most of the fan base will certainly confirm that sincere conviction. Nebraska fans refuse to surrender their historic national championship heritage and DNA. Problematic is that Big Red self-perception is not based on recent reality. Do you think Nebraska fans would agree that they think it's their birthright to dominate or at least be better than Iowa and Wisconsin?
Depends when you're birthed.
Fair.
Ben, in 2004, I would not think that's his... he would think that way, right?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
No.
Since 2004? No. You wouldn't think that way. Do you think that way, Bill? As a 58-year-old.
Well, there's still some historical that goes through your mind, yes. Okay. So I understand where the article is coming from with that.
Yeah.
But I thought about this the other day when you're talking about the fandom part of things, which carries over to the Nebraska fans, is that what do we – what's current NBA – who do they all talk about? Current NBA players, and they talk – who do they talk about the most? Kobe. Because when these guys grew up that are playing now, that's who they watched.
Kobe.
They didn't grow up watching Michael Jordan play.
No, they didn't.
And they saw some highlights. They don't go back watching full games. They didn't go back into that's not what. So they have different times of what happened.
Kobe, Shaq.
What happened during your time frame? That's how I would see things are. So if you're Jake's time frame is a little bit different, but for young Ben, who like I said when he was born, what in 2004. 2004 was born. He doesn't have knowledge of the success of the program.
Grant Wistrom.
He's heard
Tommy
of him.
Frazier.
He's heard of him, but he hasn't seen that part
right.
of it.
I've heard of John Unitas, but I never saw him play.
So all five of the national champions for Nebraska, well, be it young, we were alive, Steve, for all five of them.
We were alive.
We were alive for all five of them.
We were alive.
So when you weren't alive for any of those, that has to be a difference, yeah. I would think, in the fandom part of it.
Right. Birthright to beat Wisconsin, Iowa, I guess. A lot of Nebraska fans. So we got that part figured out. Is this the year that Nebraska takes control? I don't...
I don't know if you can they take control.
We just established that Iowa's ranked 11th in the country by
Phil Steele. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you would just say that game at best is like a toss-up. I mean, at best for Nebraska, right? Iowa and Wisconsin, probably same.
Yeah.
Same way. So I don't know what the article is exactly getting at. It would be nice if Nebraska would wrest control of this of these series, but I don't. It seems like.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't see anybody taking total control of it.
Nebraska got over the hump against Iowa in 2022, thanks to Bill and the team.
Thanks to Bill.
They lost. Thanks to Bill.
I'd like to thank you, Bill.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Take full
Bill.
Credit
thanks for that.
Thanks to Bill Bush.
Blair's nothing. The team helped by Bill.
Very interesting way to put it, Jake.
Thanks to Bill. Bill was a big part of that. Last year, they had a good
thing. A lot of people involved.
Bill. Yeah. Now, last year, they needed to win that game to get to a bowl game. Of course, did not. They threw a pick late in the game at midfield, and to be a field goal to win the game for Iowa.
Absolutely.
No bowl game.
Right.
Wisconsin, you have not beat since 2012, though. And at one last year, you up 14-0 early. Look, okay, here we go. Let's beat Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Goes to overtime. The rest is history. Yeah. Another L to the Badgers. So that team, I mean, you had so many close calls with them, too. They've had some blowouts to Wisconsin, but some very recently close calls against the Badgers. I mean, I don't know if fans feel like this is the year they get over the hump and take control of the rivalries. But
right. No, I don't either. Wisconsin fans, don't you just imagine Wisconsin fans listening to us laughing?
Eye roll. Like, seriously?
Yeah, really. Yeah. You're really talking about taking control of this series?
You haven't won in 12 years.
Right. So now you're going to take control. No, I mean, come on.
The year that Nebraska entered the Big Ten was?
2011. Russ Simmons was the QB.
So the record is what? They beat them once, Nebraska.
One time, yeah.
One time. Yeah, if I'm a Wisconsin fan, if this was flipped, yes, it would be a major,
Wisconsin has control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I kind of
the
misspoke.
Numbers say that.
Yeah, I misspoke earlier when I said I don't see anybody taking control of the. I do see it. Wisconsin's in control. How else can you say it?
They are. They own Nebraska right now. I mean, Nebraska has had multiple chances to beat them and has just blown it in crazy ways times. This article has it ingrained. Like they have a tweet that just is really painful that shows kind of some stats about Nebraska in the college football playoff era. So back to 2014 and beyond, right? That's when it started. 2014 was the first playoff. Is that right? Okay. Nebraska in the playoff era is 49-63 overall. Not good. 2-29 against ranked teams. Not good. 33-29 at home, barely over 500 at home.
That is a good home stat.
The home stat is
33-29 at home.
That's
since 2014.
That's what I was saying. I was saying on the show the other day that the home field advantage is not. It's no longer a big deal. It's not
30.
It was like that though.
How about 30-50 in conference games since 2014?
I mean, That's just like Rutgers when it was bad and Kansas when it was. I mean, come on, don't do this to me, Jake.
I got a couple more for you though. 3-8, 3-8 against Minnesota since 2014. 4-5 against Northwestern and 0-8 against Wisconsin since 2014.
3-8
against Minnesota. That's stunning. That is, like, look at Sip. Sip has dropped off the mic.
Three and eight
against the Gophers.
That's called humbling. It's humbling.
That's not good.
That's hard reality. That's why a lot of people are very cynical and skeptical. And I don't blame them. 3-8 against the Gophers.
It's also incredible.
Remarkable.
Because if you flip this the other way around in several, it would just be mayhem the other direction. And Nebraska fans still sold out every game. There's always a question whether the game was actually who attended. But the interest level
still high.
Still ridiculously high. So that's an incredible job by Nebraska fans. Because if you had the numbers and someone said, what would the fan base be like at Ohio State if they were 30-50?
If they dropped off, it wouldn't be much.
The place would be half
not just
full.
Ohio State. Where
would it be?
Yeah.
Who would it be? Name one place that would be at those numbers. Notre Dame wouldn't be. No. It would be.
No,
there's not one place. USC would have, I don't know, 4,000 people in the Coliseum.
What's the closest?
UCLA would draw 100,000 for the year. They would draw 100,000 people for the year. There's not one. I don't know. I don't know a place that would. That
what
would
does
be
Tennessee
like
draw? They've been good recently, but they had many years of fail.
Right,
failure.
That one came to mind. Tennessee definitely came to mind.
There's no one that would even be remotely close to it. Not even remotely close. Mm-hmm. To the fact that you've still sold out every game and you haven't been to a bowl game in 7 years.
Since 2016.
That's the fan base. That puts you in a fan base of world class that you can't even.
Loyal.
Even there's no one that compares to. Oklahoma? No.
No way.
Texas? No. There's no place. Alabama? No. Or not if it was 30-50. No chance.
Not Florida State. No. I can tell you that for unequivocally. Really? Florida State, you could.
There's no place. It's the most loyal fan base in the world for college football. There's probably, and I don't think it would happen in soccer. I don't think it would happen in any sport where you go back and say, here's where we are, but we're still selling every one of them out. The only thing that compares for a long time for people attending was the Cubs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They hadn't won forever. And you can't get a ticket. Try to get a ticket in July at a home game or whatever time. You can't get one.
The Cubs is a good comparison. Yeah.
We're
the Cubs.
Right. We're the Cubs. Well, Cubs are last in the NL Central right now, so it's wonderful. Ooh.
And I'll bet you if they have a home series.
Oh, they got a good crowd. It's packed.
Place will be just packed, drinking old style. People out in the bleachers. Absolutely.
Yeah, World Series bound or last place, the Cubs fans show up to Wrigley. They do. So those are some painful stats. I didn't realize they were 3-8 against Minnesota since 2014. Mm.
33-29 at home. 33-29 at home.
And 30-50 in conference play. It's just rough. It's just not good.
Do we have a number on conference play at home?
I don't think that'd be
an interesting number. It wouldn't be a good number.
No, I don't.
It wouldn't
have
be a good number.
I don't.
But
have
again,
that.
It just it, like I said, to find the positive in it, it's insane when you're recruiting in different. Mm-hmm. And say like, look what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And also, it's like one of those things. I remember one time talking to Jim Savoda. We're hanging.
Savoda.
Yeah.
Better times.
Do it.
Jim Savoda, okay. Better times.
We were laughing in his office one time. And I said, "I go,
which office?"
His football office. It wasn't an official Wesleyan. Not an official meeting. It was just guys hanging out in his office. And I'm like, I got to get my 40 time back to 4.4. He goes, back? When was it 4.4? And so, when people say, we got to get back, they've never been there. Mm-hmm. That's where like an Iowa comes up. They've never been to the pinnacle like Nebraska has. And history tells you can get back.
Yeah.
You can get back when it's happened before.
Right.
You can get back when it's happened before. So that's a big sign of like, no, it's been done here before.
It's been done.
It's not been done before. It's been done here before.
Multiple times, and it can be done again. Yes.
By the way, did you say Russell Simmons for Wisconsin?
I did. Russell Wilson.
There you go.
Or did I say Russ Wilson?
You said Simmons, apparently, because the text line is saying, who is the quarterback of Wisconsin? Simmons. Sip?
Russ Simmons. Russ Wilson.
Is there a Russ Simmons out there?
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know. Ben Simmons? Yeah. No. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
That's quite a grad transfer that they got.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well for him. That worked pretty well from NC State going over to Wisconsin. When we come back, Bills, Thrills, Cool Parenting Tips.
No.
Thursday, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.